Welcome to the deep dive. Today we're looking at something pretty interesting, something new that popped up on Product Hunt back in 2025. It's called string.com. And the core idea, well, it's a bit mind-bending actually. What if an AI agent could, build other AI agents for you? So our mission today is to explore how string.com works, what it can realistically do for you, and maybe what its arrival means for getting things done with AI. Okay, let's unpack this. So String.com, it seems to promise a pretty big shift. The idea is you just type a prompt, like telling it what you want, and String builds a real working AI agent, just like that. Now, anyone who's wrestled with even those no-code builders knows the pain, or just trying to get different tools talking to each other, hours gone. But String claims no setup hell, no keys to manage, just click to off, test, and deploy. That sounds, well, almost too easy.
It does sound easy, and I think what's truly impactful, potentially, is the sheer complexity it's trying to hide. You're not just setting up a simple if this, then that. We're talking about full-featured agents, potentially using custom code, integrating with apparently thousands of apps. Think about the usual frustrations, right? API keys, setting up environments, all that configuration. String.com seems to be saying, forget all that.
And it covers a really wide range of uses too, doesn't it? It's not just simple stuff. What about, say, complex data tasks or web automation? Those usually need real code.
Absolutely. So you could prompt it for sophisticated Slack or Discord interactions, or managing internal tools, think Airtable, Notion, Google Sheets, stuff people use every day. And yes, for heavier data work, it connects to Snowflake, Postgres, BigQuery, web automation to scraping, browsing, monitoring websites. That's pretty involved. And crucially, for AI integrations like OpenAI or Anthropic, they say it's batteries included. No API keys needed from your end. That alone is huge. It really lowers the barrier. Someone with a good idea, maybe no coding skills, could potentially deploy agents that used to require a whole engineering team.
Yeah. It makes you wonder about who builds software in the future, doesn't it? And speaking of people building things, the early reactions are quite strong. String.com launched with a perfect 5.0 on Product Hunt. That's pretty rare. One user, Robbie Lawson, was extremely enthusiastic, said it codes like a genius on steroids. DocSides automates, links, tests, and produces beyond anything I've used so far. I'm not going back.
Wow, that's definitely strong praise. Highlights the immediate appeal for some users.
But, there's always another side. We also saw feedback from Akito Ayama. Akito said it works like magic for short workflows, which sounds great, but then admitted complicated ones are still somewhat lacking. And also mentioned concerns about pricing a little high and only values annual users. That point about complicated workflows, that feels important. There are limits.
Well, that's a really vital point, I think.
Well,
While it's great at hiding complexity, truly complicated workflows often have unique edge cases, right? Very specific logic. An AI might struggle to capture all that nuance just from a prompt without more, specific direction. It points to where these tools still need to evolve, balancing that ease of use with the need for fine-grained control when things get really tricky.
Makes sense. And with all these integrations connecting to things like Snowflake or Postgres, a key question came up. How does it handle auth8s? When those services change their APIs, that can break automations built on other platforms.
Right, a very practical concern. The maker, Todd Sacerdoti, actually addressed that. He said that most updates shouldn't impact agents already deployed, unless, of course, it's a major breaking change to an old API version. And even then, he mentioned there's a clean upgrade path if you want to use the newer features. So it sounds like they've thought about long-term stability, which is pretty critical for automation tools.
Good to know. And people are definitely thinking about concrete uses, like Neil Ballard mentioned wanting to build an agent to research their free trial signups, figure out which ones look promising based on certain criteria, and then send Slack notifications just for those high priority leads. That's a direct business application right there. Could really help focus sales efforts. So wrapping up, String.com really does seem like it could fundamentally change how you build AI automations, going from just an idea, a prompt, to a working agent. That's the promise.
Yeah, and if you connect that to the bigger picture, it really points towards a future where complex custom software isn't just for big teams with developers. It could become accessible to almost anyone with a solid idea, bypassing a lot of their traditional hurdles. It feels like a significant step towards, well, democratizing this kind of agent creation.
So the final thought for you listening, what does this mean for your next big idea? Could you just prompt it into existence? Something to think about.